Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. It's pledge drive season here at WBEZ. That's when we ask you to donate some cash to support our work, and then we offer you a little something in return. Sometimes it's a mug or a nicely designed t-shirt, and sometimes it's a chance to win an iPad.
We are giving away an iPad at 7
or
o'clock.
Even have a wild vacation.
To Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Getting your name in the drawing to win a trip.
Once again, the website.
We've done these drawings for years now, and one Curious City listener straight up didn't believe it. She wanted to know, do people actually win these things?
In all my years, I have never heard of anyone winning a pledge drive prize, which led me to ask, is it real?
This is lifelong WBEZ listener Skylar Shrimp. She asked us this question back in 2022. Last episode, we demystified the process of donating your old car to our station. Today, another Erin is going to demystify the giveaways. My old colleague Erin Cahoe used to work on pledge drives at WBEZ, so Skylar's question was right up his alley. I'll let Erin take it from here.
Skylar grew up among other WBEZ listening Chicagoans, and she says she pays close attention to these pledge drives, including the big prizes that we offer.
Yeah, I just was like, who are these people that win these things? Like, these are big things. You know, I'm thinking like, okay, trip to Iceland, like, people would post about that on social media. I've never seen anybody post anything.
Well, Skylar, the short answer to your question is yes. Pledge drive drawings are real, and real people win them. But I know this is Curious City, and you can't just take my word for it.
People do actually win these drawings. We swear it's true.
That's Jessica Segura. She runs our membership drives. She also writes the rules for our drawings.
We have specific timelines around these giveaways, and we really adhere to them.
And unlike the old days, we don't actually pull a winner out of a hat. Our data whiz, Leslie Simmons, uses a computer program to select a random winner.
I do not go through and pick people. It is truly random.
Next is Zahed Khalil, who has to convince people that it's not a scam and they've actually won something.
Look me up. Here's my links. Here's my contact information. I'm real, as far as I can tell.
Then Latoya Smith in finance buys the prize.
On our end with the county, we're responsible for the fulfillment of the prizes and the distribution of the tax forms.
Because to the government, prizes are income, which leaves the final person in the chain, that one lucky WBEZ donor.
I am Christy Billups, and I am very grateful to have won a trip to Iceland.
A real person winning a real trip.
Yeah, I'm excited. Now that I know it's a real thing.
Christy almost couldn't believe it when she found out she won the big drawing from our last membership drive in December. But when she did, and come September, she'll be hopping on a plane with her close friend Carmen. Both are really looking forward to the glaciers and the waterfalls. And Christy isn't the only winner. During the membership drives over the last 2 years, WBEZ has given away over 143 prizes, including 58 iPads and 12 trips. And if you search online for WBEZ winners, a big list comes up with recent winners, and you'll see all the names. But why do these prizes help us raise money? University of Chicago economist John List studies the economics of fundraising, and he says he's learned prizes make a difference.
So a lot of times what you learn is that in these drives, there are a lot of people right around the margin.
As in, they're close to giving. They get the mission, they listen, but sometimes people need some kind of incentive.
It's called nudging. We want to give to a good cause because we want good things to happen. But these other elements are equally as important. And on the margin, when you change them a little bit, they can be very, very important. And I think that's what you're finding in your drives.
WBEZ offers these drawings because a lot of us need that nudge. But WBEZ will continue to bring you fact-based journalism driven by the community. So even if you don't win, you still win. I'm Aaron Cahoe.
Thanks to Aaron Cahoe, who first reported this story in 2022. Aaron is still in the public media ecosystem. He now manages on-air fundraising at Chicago's PBS station, WTTW. As for many of the other voices you heard in this episode, including Jessica, Leslie, and Zahed, they have also moved on from WBEZ, but the process of pledge drive giveaways remains the same. Now, we can't end this episode without asking you to support WBEZ. Last week, Congress voted to claw back funds already appropriated to public media. That means WBEZ stands to lose $3 million if the rescission bill is approved by the Senate. If you rely on news and information from WBEZ, if you enjoy the stories we tell here on Curious City, then consider making a monthly donation. The place to do that is at wbez.org/donate. There's no better time than now. No gift is too big. And thank you. Curious City is produced by me and Justin Bull. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org. Or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Rise and shy. WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.